Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Art Johnson, the CEO of Infinity Systems, Inc., a management consulting firm where he helps leaders identify and rectify organizational misalignment. His new book is The Art of Alignment, a data-driven approach to lead aligned organizations. And Mr. Johnson, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Hey, our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So you talk about how alignment results in measurable KPI changes. One of the most striking stories is your work with Medtronic and achieving double-digit growth in a flat sales environment. Really impressive. Tell us more about that to kick things off today.
So that experience, Eric, was like no other. It's one of those opportunities that you have to go and rectify parts of the organization that you might not have necessarily been aware had some challenges. And this was determined by a survey that we pushed out to the broader organization. We found where there were some challenges. We went and fixed them collectively as a leadership team. And then the outcome was 13% year-over-year growth in a flat market. And when you have 55% market share, that's a very difficult thing to do. So we're extremely proud of that accomplishment. And out of it began this quest for gaining more data, more knowledge, more understanding around what misalignment looks like, what it takes to remedy it, and what are some of the outcomes that can happen or take place when you do have a more aligned organization.
I'm sure that was a memorable experience, and a lot of great information came from those positive results, I'm sure. Now, how do organizations judge if they are in alignment? Talk to us about that.
So part of this exercise, or part of this whole concept of alignment, is it is an ongoing process. So once we achieve alignment in a certain area, or alignment on a certain topic, or alignment in a certain group, it's a function of maintaining it and spreading it. And so how do we go about, you know, doing the hard work, one, of measuring it, which is what we do, and then the really hard work of taking the necessary steps to create alignment. And that means specifically from the leader of the organization to the individual contributor and everything in between, completely clear on what the mission is. And I talk about that in my book, The Art of Alignment, and specifically around teamwork in Chapter 10, but also around mission and vision in Chapter 5, which is to make sure that the individual contributor has line of sight of not only what their responsibility is, but how it contributes to the broader mission of the organization. Strong leaders are extremely effective at driving the message, which requires communication, but then also requires some strong leadership as well.
Now, thanks for your feedback there, most helpful. Now, you've worked for many years with many different types of organizations. What is one thing unaligned organizations all have in common?
Well, I tell you, there's some signs. If there's a lot of gossip around the water cooler, that's a quick way to tell. Now, given the COVID-19 situation, we don't have a lot of water cooler opportunities. So these things happen in chat rooms, sidebar kind of conversations, the calls that take place after Zoom calls conclude. And part of the role of the leader is to find out where each and every one of their direct reports are, and then ask them to find out where their direct reports are relative to adherence and belief in the mission vision of the organization. So a misaligned organization could be characterized by unusual high turnover of employees. It could be characterized as a lot of disgruntled employees that remain with the company or organization. And other things like, people that are misaligned often take more sick days, tend to show up late for meetings. Their participation rate is lower. There's just many ways that you can tell early on what the signs are of misalignment. And then also, as the individual becomes more misaligned, we start to see deterioration in terms of customer satisfaction. And then we also start to see decreases in productivity and performance.
You certainly covered some great information right there, and it all makes total sense and some interesting information as well. Today we're joined by Mr. Art Johnson, the CEO of Infinity Systems, Inc., a management consulting firm where he helps leaders identify and rectify organizational misalignment. His new book is The Art of Alignment, a data-driven approach to lead aligned organizations, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, diversity, equity, and inclusion are hot buzzwords right now. You believe that increasing organizational focus in these areas can yield big results in innovation and effectiveness. Tell us more about this.
So a couple things. DE&I is here to stay because at the end of the day, an organization can only move as fast as its slowest soldier or its slowest employee in this case. So how do we get that slowest soldier or employee to act and move more swiftly and be more effective in what it is they do? And it begins with this concept of DE&I. And then it finishes with the concept of, is the DE&I culture that the organization espouses fully imbued in the mission, vision, values of the organization? And are there policies and procedures that are consistent with that ideology? So we have the ability to not only measure organizational alignment, but we can also measure the cultural competency of the organization through the lens of diversity, equity, and inclusion, like you spoke about. Two different instruments. The book is written about organizational alignment, but an offshoot of that is specifically, once you've identified where misalignment exists, sometimes it's in the marginalized groups within the organization. And the degree to which we can identify what it is that's going on, who these individuals are, and what it's going to take to remedy it, it will make the organization flourish.
Yeah, thank you for your comments on DE&I. Much appreciated. Now, you have 9 pillars of organizational alignment based on your work with organizations. What are those? Touch on those 9 briefly if you've got a moment.
Let me see if I can move through them quickly. I'll save the probably a critical one or two for last here. But one of them is in Chapter 13, talk about this idea of development, which is, am I being given the tools necessary to be effective in what it is I do? But then secondly, Eric, are you giving me the opportunity to round my resume so that if you decide to fire me, I can still land on my feet? And a lot of people, particularly introverts, are not necessarily so good at having these kind of conversations. So they end up voting with their feet, and many times they'll leave. If the organization isn't giving them what they feel like they need, they just take off, and we have no idea why they left. Secondly, best practices. Are we looking outside of our organization to find better ways of doing our work? And that was the issue that we had at Medtronic. We felt as if we had hired the best and the brightest, and all good ideas came from within, when that's just not true. So there are other industries that have tackled similar type challenges that Medtronic was facing, and there was an opportunity on many opportunities, to do some benchmarking outside of the industry that would advance the place card of the organization that was lost because of that sort of mentality. So best practices would be the second one. Third, creativity. And what we're learning, Eric, is that an organization that has bidirectional communication seems to drive more creativity. And you can probably imagine, where that resides, because if we have individuals at the individual contributor level that are interfacing with the customer, we definitely want their feedback. And so as we get that feedback, the creativity tends to flow, and we start to come up with solutions that make the organization more efficient and effective. Teamwork is another one. And this is, again, that concept of not only working well within the team that you report into, but it's also how well that team fits into the overall machine and contributes at a high level. Empowerment is a critical one, because empowerment is the engine to accountability. So when we talk about empowerment, it's the concept of, are we asking more questions or are we answering questions? And this is a function of leadership, right? So a good leader will ask more questions than they will answer, because if they continue to answer questions, they become the oracle of information, and nothing can happen until they've opined on it. So the degree to which you can take decisions and push them down and foster more critical thinking in the organization, the empowerment number goes up, and so does the accountability number. So if, again, by making people or by empowering people to make their own decisions, you are in essence creating a culture of accountability, because let's face it, if I tell you what to do and you go do it, and then I recognize you for what you've done, who am I really recognizing? Myself, right? Push the decision-making down. Let's get a greater level of accountability. And then the last couple here, communication is a critical component, because oftentimes it's communication one direction. But what we're looking at is bidirectional communication longitudinally and latitudinally. Are teams speaking within their groups? Are they sharing their information with other groups laterally? And is that bidirectional as well? And then we've got two more left, one of which is mission vision. And this concept of do we have a mission that everyone understands and they can see line of sight, their responsibility and contributions to it? And are there performance evaluations and development plans consistent with directly where the organization is going? If those things are happening, we are well on our way. And then last but not least is this concept of leadership. And again, what we're asking leaders to contemplate is stop being that oracle of information, push decision-making down, ask effective questions. And I got a great example of this, Eric. My father, who I put up there amongst the greatest leaders I've ever seen, he wouldn't answer a question, but he'd ask a better one. And so I can recall finishing cutting the grass, and I tell the story over and over again because it's so interesting. And after I was done, he quickly came outside to inspect the work. And I asked him, so what do you think? And he looked at me and he said, Art, is this your best work? And I paused for a second and I could see a little strip that I missed. And I said, no, Dad, it's not my best work. He said, when do you think we'll see your best work? And at that point, I fired that lawnmower back up and cut the rest of the grass that I had missed. But without, this tongue lashing or this ridicule or even a raised voice, he just asked two effective questions and mission accomplished. And so I've learned from that. Now, it's not a matter of answering the question of being that oracle of information. It's asking more effective ones because, again, what you're doing is fostering critical thinking as a leader, but you're also empowering the organization, which gives it energy and vitality.
Yeah, how much can we learn from our dads and our youth? And really appreciate your sharing that. That is a practical and a simple illustration of how things can be handled in a positive way and with positive results. Really appreciate your visit with us here today. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information on you, as well as Infinity Systems. Where can listeners get all the details and also pick up your book as well?
So orgametrics.net, that's orgametrics.net. Orgametrics.net is the website. Feel free to peruse, and you can certainly pull information off of there. And as far as getting the book, The Art of Alignment, that can be purchased at Barnes & Noble. It can be picked up at Amazon, wherever you get your books.
And I say that's easy enough. Again, folks, for more information, visit orgametrics.net. Mr. Johnson, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you for your time.
It certainly was my pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Art Johnson, the CEO of Infinity Systems, Inc., and also the author of The Art of Alignment, a data-driven approach to lead aligned organizations. And for all the details, visit orgametrics.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.